And for about 60 seconds, we looked each other in the eye without saying or communicating anything. Hello and welcome. This is Stefan. Welcome to today's edition of the Lightwolf podcast entitled Prick Up Your Ears, Lightwolf. Learn the Art of Listening. Over the last 11 years, I have worked with more than 4,000 leaders and with quite a number of them pretty close. One of the most common definitions of bad leadership I have encountered is bad listening. Just a few weeks ago, I started a wonderful relationship with a great group of international successful high-caliber lawyers here in Europe. And when we started the conversation asking what is bad leadership, the first thing that came up is deafness, i.e. not even hearing, let alone listening or understanding. Yeah, just another example of how poorly people perceive leaders if they don't listen. My own example I experienced when I was still in a corporate role, a great role. I took over a business from my predecessor. We had scheduled a handover, and that individual was sitting at his laptop, looking at his laptop, typing a few emails, while I was sitting 90 degrees and turned sideways about 2 meters away. And at first I thought he was joking, but apparently he had planned to run the handover that way all along, until soon after I just stopped him and felt like, look, either you want to give me a handover, then please have the appreciation and the respect to turn around and talk to me, or we stop it right here, you know? So that was really the most negative example of bad listening that I experienced. Now, really listening feels demanding. Thoughts, still at the last appointment, very frequently. Sometimes we sit down, we have a conversation, but our thoughts are still at our last appointment. Or they are already at the next appointment, but they are not where they should be. Right here, right now. Interestingly, a research about Japanese students a few years ago analyzed this question. Out of 60 minutes, how many of those minutes do Japanese students spend thinking about the past, the present, and the future? Have a guess. My guess was completely wrong. Out of 60 minutes, research found they spend 5 minutes in the past, 3 minutes in the present, and 52 minutes in the future. So rarely are people thinking about the now, and we seldomly really listen in the now. And we know it's important for motivation, for team engagement, for respect, for appreciation, for learning, for ultimately for performance, for results, and for fun. That's why listening is so important. Here are my 3 best tips for becoming a good listener. Number 1, relax, calm down, open your mind. Are you stressed right now at the beginning of this conversation? No worries, can happen. But then take a moment and disconnect. Break, breathe, ask. Take a few deep breaths, get the stress out, relax and calm down, especially before any difficult conversation. Take the stress out. Because like rock legend Frank Zappa once said, a mind is like a parachute. It only works when it's open. So do whatever you have to do to open your mind, because only then you are able to listen. To lead also means to follow. Now, when you have a team, when you lead a team, then you have good people. They have ideas, they have good suggestions. You can trust them. So open your mind, relax, and look forward to hearing those good ideas from your team. Tip number 1, relax, calm down, open your mind. Tip 2, don't just wait to talk, but truly listen. Sometimes some people pretend to listen, but in fact they are not. They are just waiting to talk. They are waiting to share. They have a need to have a huge airtime and always air their own views rather than listening. Have you ever encountered this yourself? I have. And I think there are two big problems associated with this. First, that's maybe an underlying motive. Many people like to hear themselves speak. It's reassuring to hear your own voice. And it's also reassuring because people feel in control when they speak. In fact, sometimes that's true. Sometimes the exact opposite is true. In some conversations, you're never more in control than in the moment after having asked a precise, good question and listening to the other person who can't answer immediately. Yeah? So that's number one. People like hearing their own voices. Problem number two, when you speak, you perceive much less. You sometimes perceive nothing at all because you're just focusing your action of speaking and your behavior of thinking on your own thoughts. You don't perceive anymore. And leading, in my view, is not about talking all the time. Of course, sometimes you have to. Sometimes people need clarity and orientation from you as the leader. Then it's time to speak. But in many other situations, you lead with your ears. In many other situations, leading means you help others do the right thing. And not by telling them what it is, but rather by helping them find out what it is. Therefore, listening is so important. But that really requires listening, because otherwise, how will you ever help others do what's right? If you don't hear them, if you don't listen to them. Yeah? So, therefore, I suggest have the confidence that your people are strong. Have the confidence that you did your job of delegating and clarifying goals well enough and that they now come with giving you good proposals. Yeah? And that means, tip number two, don't just wait to talk. Listen. And tip number three, not only hear what they say, but feel what they mean. If you delegate responsibility, you delegate a certain performance, you delegate a certain success to someone else, it's very important that you listen with all your senses. Not only to what they say, but also to how they feel, right? Because sometimes people may say exactly the right things because they control their thinking, they control their words. But in their body language, you see rolling eyes or frustration and a lack of energy. Then make it a conversation. Maybe they haven't understood the purpose. Maybe they haven't understood yet why the responsibility you delegate, why it matters to the entire company and to themselves. So watch out. Don't only hear what they say, but feel what they mean, especially when you delegate responsibility. Also, when you're giving or receiving feedback. For instance, when you're giving criticism. When you observe somebody in your team doing a certain mistake over and over again, delivering a certain part of performance constantly below target, then it's time to have a courageous conversation and offer the criticism. You need to go out and have the conversation because the problem is in your partner. The responsibility to fix it is also in your partner. So that means go out and have the conversation. But find out, be prepared, set the right tone, make them feel your intent is good, particularly in a tough conversation. Make them feel you want to help. And then put the mousse on the table, ask a good question, and listen with all your senses. If you have to encourage the reveal of concerns, if you want to get maximum contribution out in the open, then your counterpart has to do the talking, and you have to listen. Listen with all your senses. Words, voice, body language. All of them communicate and feel what they mean. Pay particular attention to their body language. Is there any difference between what they say and how they say it? Then perceive it and make it a topic of another conversation. If they technically say the right things, but the way they say it is, it just bothers you, then make it a topic of a conversation and ask why. Yeah? This topic of really hearing with all senses, feeling stress, not sending stress at all, reminds me of a situation that is magic, and I wish I had taped, because it was just a magic moment. There is a reason why this brand, why this podcast is called Light Wolf, or in English, the leader of the pack. I really like wolves. I think there are lots of things about leadership we humans can learn from them. And years ago, I had a magic moment. I went into a cage with three wolves, about 3 years young. All of them had grown up in the wild. I asked the person supporting and supervising them whether she'd be comfortable if I enter the cage. And having seen me for about an hour, she was. So I went in and I met three wolves. The first one wasn't interested in me. There was still a residual piece of meat that was much more interesting than this strange guy. The second one was tense and scared, but interested, and came close and then just sniffed my hand. But the third one was the one who dared the most. For about a minute, he was about 1.5 meters away from me. I was sitting, so we were on eye level. And for about 60 seconds, we looked each other in the eye without saying or communicating anything. I bet this wolf was stressed in that moment, because I could have been a risk to him. And you bet I was a little stressed. I didn't measure my pulse, but it must have been much higher than it normally was. I was a little scared, because never before in my life had I offered my face to a wolf that had grown up in the wild. But I felt trust. All we had was our body language. All we had was our eyes that were in constant contact. And after about 60 seconds, that wolf lowered his head, came forward towards me, came up right in front of me, and then licked square through my face, which I learned in a wolf's pack is a sign to say, look, I didn't know who you are, but you're okay. You can be part of this pack. And then someone else even later on educated me that he accepted me as a leader in his pack. A magic moment I wish I would have taped. I have taped it mentally in my mind, and I love sharing it with you because it says so much also about the art of listening, the art of connecting with someone else, and the art of connecting not only functionally, hearing words, but also connecting emotionally, connecting how people feel. Because humans mirror human behavior. And in that encounter, in that magic moment with my wolf, I also learned even animals, even wolves, mirror human behavior. That's why it matters. That's why real listening with all senses can make such an enormous difference for you in your leadership role. So in summary, my three best tips for you as a light wolf for the high art of listening. 1, relax, calm down, open your mind. 2, don't just wait to talk, but truly listen. And 3, don't just hear what they say, but feel what they mean. I hope you find at least one of those tips useful as a reminder, as a refresher of things you anyway do, or maybe there is something in this that you would like to test and experiment and try for the first time. I can just share with you one of the things, one of the behaviors that my best leaders, I had 16 bosses in my career, one of the things that those very few, very best women and men have in common is great listening skills. So, whoever you are as a leader, if you are a first-time leader, if you're leading projects or leading a team, a business unit, a country, or maybe you lead an entire company, Whatever your challenge is in strategy, do you need a better strategy? Because right now, a couple of fundamentals are changing. Do you need a strategy training to help a group of people improve their strategic thinking skills? Or do you have any unresolved leadership challenge or problem? Do you want to take your entire company leadership culture from where it is right now to a better place, fitter for the future? Do you want to help a team improve performance? Or do you want to help an individual leader turn herself or himself into the best version of her or himself as a leader? If any of these sounds interesting and relevant to you, I'd love if you reached out to me, and I'm happy and ready to offer a free first consultation call so that you and I can have a conversation and start solving your biggest strategy or leadership challenge on the phone. And if you'd just like to stay in touch and continue receiving these Lightwolf tips, please feel free to subscribe to this Lightwolf podcast. And if you find the time, I'd love if you could leave a star rating on iTunes. Helps us learn and helps us understand how well this podcast performs for you. I hope you've enjoyed it. I look forward to connecting again very soon. Thanks for your time. Your Lightwolf, Stefan.